Hi everyone! Today we will learn how to create shapes with OpenCV, which is a very popular computer vision library. So in this tutorial, we will draw a beautiful graphic by using Python only without any help from external graphic design software. So you guys will be able to see with your own eyes that we don't even need Photoshop when we have Python. As usual, we will begin with the imports. So we will first import CV2 as CV, and we will also import NumPy as NP, and we will use it to create a blank canvas for our image. Now, an image is a collection of pixels, where a 5x5 image is 5 pixels wide, it is also 5 pixels tall, and it makes a grid of 25 pixels altogether. Each of these pixels has its own color value, where black equals 0 and white sometimes equals 1, sometimes equals 255, but always the opposite of 0. So in their very core, images are made of numbers, and if we want to create a blank image, we can simply start with a very long list of zeros. And even better, we can start with a NumPy array of zeros with costume width, costume height, and costume depth. To do this, we will type np.zeros, which takes in a tuple of image height, let's say 600, then image width, let's say 900, and then the number of color dimensions. Now, in our case, we are looking for an RGB image with 3 color dimensions, one for red, one for green, and one for blue. And then in order to support this color format, we will also need to specify a data type. And we will need one that deals with values from 0 to 255. And if you guys are not sure why we're dealing with those values, definitely check out my Image into Matrix tutorial where I explain RGB in great detail. Otherwise, we will select the data type of uint8, which stands for unassigned integer with 8 bits, just for general knowledge. And once we are done defining our blank image, we will simply assign it to image, and we will display it in the line below. So we will type cv.imshow as an image show, which takes in 2 arguments. The first one is the name of the window where our image will be displayed. In my case, I would like to call it 3. And then the second argument would be the image itself, img. Now this command will open a new window, but we need to make sure we have a way of closing it first. Now, very commonly, we would press any key on the keyboard and then the window will collapse. To do this, we can simply type cv.waitKey0, and this will display our image infinitely up until a key press event has been detected. And then we will simply cv.destroyAllWindows. Because Linux is better. And before we run this code, we actually need to fix a tiny thing. It is np.uint8 rather than just simply uint8. We are dealing with a NumPy data type and we need to treat it accordingly, so my apologies. Now we can finally run this cell, which opened a brand new window called tree, with an image that is 600 pixels tall, it is 900 pixels wide, and it only consists of black pixels. And then if we press on any key, our window collapses. Now let's go ahead and draw some skies. We can do this by simply drawing a blue rectangle. So we will type cv.rectangle, which takes in our image, followed by the coordinates of our shape. Now in our case, that would be x1, y1, x2, and y2. So if we want to draw the skies from one side of the image to the other, we would have to select 0 for x1 and 900 for x2. Now we would also like to draw the sky from the very top of the image almost until the very bottom. So for this, we will also select 0 for our y1, and we will draw y2 at 500. Next, we will select a color. Now, in the case of OpenCV, for some reason, they went for a BGR format. They took RGB and they inverted it.
And now we are stuck with the blue channel first.
Why, OpenCV? Why? I don't know how it makes sense to you.
But anyways, the color I am looking to select has a 255 intensity on the blue channel. It has a 225 intensity on the green channel. And lastly, only 85 on the red. And then the last argument we pass to this method would be the line thickness. Now, in our case, we would like to fill this shape. We don't want to have a stroke around it. We want it to be solid. So what we do is we type -1. Now let's go ahead and rerun this code just to see how it looks like. Perfect. Now let's go ahead and draw the ground. To do this, we can simply copy our existing rectangle and we will refactor the vertical coordinates. So we would like to draw it from 500y to 600y, and this will fill the gap left by the skies. We will then adjust the color values. This time, we will go for a green color, which has 75 on the blue channel, it has 180 on the green channel, and only 70 on the red. We can then rerun this cell. Beautiful! Now let's draw the sun. And we will simply draw a yellow circle. We will do this with cv.circle, which takes in our image as well as the x and y coordinates of the center of the circle. In our case, that would be 200 for the x as well as 150 for the y. We will then specify the radius of this circle. In our case, that would be 60 pixels. And then we can finally specify the color, which in our case will be 100% yellow. So we will have 0 for the blue channel. We would have 255, which is the maximum for the green channel. And lastly, 255 for the red channel. Then, just like we did with the rectangles, we will specify -1 to fill this circle rather than outlining it. And actually, if you guys want to see how an outline would look like, I lost the mouse. We will copy this line of code, we will paste it right below, we will refactor -1 to 10 pixels of line thickness, and we can also refactor the color to be a slightly paler yellow. And lastly, I would also like to increase the radius, so let's do 75 pixels instead of 60. And let's give it a quick run with Shift Enter. And here's our beautiful sunshine where we see the filled circle as opposed to the outlined circle. Now let's go ahead and create a tree. And we will begin with a stem or the trunk, which can easily be drawn with cv.line. And as usual, we will first pass the image, then we pass the x and y coordinates. Now in my case, I would like to draw it at 600x, as well as the ground level, which if you guys remember, was 500y. And this represents the starting point of our line. Now, since we would like to draw it upwards, I will keep the x2 coordinate as is, so 600, which will result in a vertical line. And then we can specify a slightly lower coordinate for y2, in our case, 420. Then we will move on to the color, which in this case would be brown. So we have 30 for the blue, we have 65 for the green, and we have 155 for the red. And lastly, we will of course select a line thickness, in our case, 25 pixels. Now if we run this code with Shift Enter, we have a tree trunk. Now rectangles, circles, and lines are quite basic. But what happens when we need to draw a triangle? Here, we will need the help of NumPy once again. And the way we can do this is to first store the coordinates of each triangle vertex inside an array. We will do this by typing triangle equals np.array, which takes in a list of coordinates, where our first vertex would be at 500x as well as 440 for the y. Then our second vertex would be at 700x and again 440 for the y. And as you guys can guess, these two values represent the bottom of our triangle. Now let's go ahead and draw the peak. We will do this right in between at 600x, and we will place it almost at the very top of our page at 75 for the y. And then just like in our zeros array, we will also need to specify a data type. In this case, we will go for np.int32, which is an integer with 32 bits. And then we can simply fill the space between these vertices with cv.fillPoly, which stands for fill polygon. And as you guys are probably used to by now, we will first pass our image, then we will pass a nested version of our triangle, which is basically like including our triangle variable in an additional list. And then lastly, we will specify the color, which would be the same shade of green as our ground. So 75, 180, and 70. We will now run this cell, and here's our beautiful tree. Now let's go ahead and add some text. And we will begin by selecting a font. Now in my case, I'll go for cv.font, Hershey, script, simplex. And then we can place it inside our image with cv.putText, where the first argument is, as usual, our image. Then the next argument is the text. In my case, I love Python. But of course, then we can place this text at the coordinate of 120x as well as 490y. Right after, we specify what font. Then we specify the scale of this font, in our case 1.5 or 150%. We can then move on with the color. So in my case, I'm gonna go for white, so all our values are maxed out. And last but not least, as usual, we will select a line thickness. Let's go for 2 pixels. And once we are done with this very long line of code, we can go ahead and run this cell. And everything looks quite nice, but what if we want to add another tree? Now we can always copy the existing tree and we can refactor some of its coordinates. So we can set the stem at 710 for both x coordinates. We can change the line thickness of the stem to 15 from 25. And we can also play with the coordinates of our triangle. And since we don't want to override our existing triangle, we will change the name of this variable to triangle2. We will also refactor it inside our fill poly method. And then lastly, I also want to play with the color of our big tree, and I will change it to 200 on the green channel, just so both our greens don't get mixed up. We can now rerun this cell. Now this method is all rainbows and butterflies when it comes to two trees. But what happens if we need to draw 100 of them? Or maybe an entire forest made out of millions upon millions of trees. In that case, we will need to use classes and store each of our trees as a separate object. And that's exactly what we'll do in the next tutorial. We will draw a much nicer tree, but not only this, we will also replicate this tree multiple times, as many times as we'd like. And each time we'll create it with a different stem thickness, different colors, different height, and all kinds of other random parameters. But before we move on there, let's see how we can save this image on our computer. Since we worked so hard on this image, we need to find a way of saving it. So we will type cv.imwrite, as in image write, where the first argument is the name of the file, let's say tree, .png, and the second argument is the image itself, img. Now once we run this code, we exit the window with any key press and we go back to our root folder. We now see our beautiful image right at the bottom. We will click it, and it's quite large, but it is the exact same image that we just drew. Now in this tutorial, we have only learned how to make basic shapes. In the next tutorial, we will expand our knowledge and practice object-oriented programming. Now, if you found this tutorial helpful, please give it a like, maybe subscribe to my channel, turn on the notification bell, maybe leave me a comment, or share this tutorial with as many people as you can. Now, thanks again for watching and stay tuned for the next tutorial.